Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. And like I told you earlier, we're in this topic right now. I'm calling bad sports. And yeah, bad sports is where we are when it comes to the whole transgender argument that we're supposed to just lump it. Just allow the agenda to supplant our kids and to ruin their dreams, basically, and to take advantage of basically the fickle whims of culture. I'm saying no, and I know a bunch of y'all are saying no, and I know that there's people all over the nation saying no, and one of those is someone who has really made a name for herself by being willing to say no even when it's uncomfortable. We had her on the show back about right at 60 days ago, but State Representative Laurel Libby serves in the Maine House of Representatives, serving District 90. She represents Minot and Auburn and that part of the state. She's been in the House since 2020. And listen, y'all, she's also a former athlete. She was a cross-country runner at Roberts Wesleyan College. She's also a nurse. She's also got any number of other business interests. And she's been very outspoken, and she's also been very censured, apparently, by Democrats who just can't understand why she won't stop calling out things that are just true and right. Let's bring her on the show right now and get an update. State Representative Laurel Libby from Maine, how are you doing?
I'm great, Phil. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you. And yeah, you are indeed a right side ruffian. That's what we call our audience. You know that. And so thank you for what you're doing. Listen, I got to ask you. So there's a bunch of litigation flying back and forth. One of the things I wanted you to give us a quick update on is the state of Maine, which is a beautiful state filled with great people, a lot of conservatives up there. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, you're not in the majority in your house. And you got a governor who's just a whack job as far as we can see from the outside. But there's a lawsuit on the one hand that stopped or that dealt with the stopping of food money for kids getting, you know, free and reduced lunches from the USDA, a separate lawsuit where the DOJ is suing Maine, and then your lawsuit. Take them in that order. What do we got?
Yeah. So the first one that you're referencing with the USDA, you know, Governor Mills and the Democrats up here in Maine have been doing a victory lap. I think a lot of folks are confusing that with the DOJ lawsuit. So there was a separate, smaller conflict regarding the USDA funding that was also tied to the Title IX disagreement, right, where biological males are still being allowed to participate in girls' sports here in Maine. That has been settled. But where the Democrats take the victory lap is, you know, saying we won the Title IX argument. Well, not really, because the Department of Justice lawsuit is still pending. And that's really the heavy hitter here, where we are still looking for relief for our girls here in Maine who are being actively discriminated against. So that lawsuit is ongoing and is not to be confused with the USDA settlement.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that Governor Mills' office put out statements basically saying, we won. And I'm thinking what really happened was the Trump administration is going to say, well, we're not going to not feed kids while you do crazy things. And so that was settled. That was not even a victory as much as it was a settlement. Am I right in saying that?
Exactly. No, you got the correct read on the situation.
Well, what about, so the DOJ lawsuit is ongoing, but then you've got your own lawsuit, which I remember when you came on the show, it was before you had filed it, but I remember thinking, I hope she sues. And you did. But the Speaker of the House and Democrat leadership and the majority have decided you're not allowed to speak or vote despite the fact you were duly elected to do so. What's the status of that lawsuit and where's it going?
Yeah, so that lawsuit was filed at the beginning of March, and we filed it in federal district court. And here in Maine, all of the district court judges recused themselves because it turns out the male pole vaulter who won the state championship in the girls category, one of his parents works for the district court here in Maine, the federal district court. So the case moved to Rhode Island. And it was, we did not prevail in that court. And so we have moved to the First Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the First Circuit Court of Appeals, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. The full case is still pending
right
before the First Circuit Court of Appeals. However, they did deny our preliminary injunction, meaning my request to be allowed to vote while the appeal is pending. Right. They denied that. So that portion of it, we have moved up to the Supreme Court. We have filed an emergency application with the Supreme Court asking that I be allowed to have my vote count while that appeal is pending.
Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, what is the argument that they're making against you? I mean, I look at this and think, how does a lawyer, and I am one, how does a lawyer go stand before the bench and say, Judge, we see no grounds by which she should be allowed to vote as a member of the House of Representatives? How did they argue this? Have you heard anything that makes sense?
Well, I haven't, but their argument is that legislative immunity is absolute, meaning that what goes on in the House is essentially above law and above the Constitution.
Oh, wow.
And that a legislature must be allowed to discipline their members as it sees fit, full stop. And our argument is that actually no legislature is above the law.
That's
and
right.
Certainly not above the Constitution. And so as they have punished me by silencing my 9,000 constituents because of my exercise of the First Amendment right to free speech, that cannot be allowed to stand. And so we have asked the court for relief on that basis, and the basis that, of course, that legislative immunity is not absolute. There are specific cases where, obviously, the Constitution needs to prevail, and also that my constituents are due representation. They are experiencing harm every single day that I am not allowed to vote on their behalf.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's not like someone died in office and they haven't held the special election yet. This is literally you being withheld from the right to cast a vote. And that's basically America right there. That's democracy. That's the system upon which we built this nation and our states. And it just aggravates the crap out of me, to be honest with you.
Exactly. And, you know, you bring up a good point, Phil, and that is that if they want to remove me from office, there is a constitutional provision to do that, and it requires a 2/3 vote of the House.
Yeah, they won't.
They
do
don't
it.
Have that.
Yeah.
And so
that's too much effort. They don't want to do that. They want to sit with the easy route. And so I guess, you know, and I don't want you to betray any confidences, but has the Speaker of the House ever walked up to you yet and said, "Hey, Laurel, I'm really sorry it got out of hand. You know, I hope we can get the lawyers out of the way and work." I mean, has he got any kind of conciliatory gesture at all about this?
Oh, no.
God, mighty.
No.
He's just going to dig that hole.
Just going to dig that hole.
just dig the hole. Well, listen, we got a few minutes left here, but I want to ask you, one of the things that kind of sparked all this for me again, and maybe for you, because I saw you being interviewed on Fox this weekend. Great job, by the way. I saw that, and maybe it's the same athlete. I don't know. The same one that you were being, you know, censured for daring to even talk about on your Facebook page. But this young male participating as a female, allegedly, just dominated the 800 meter and 1600 meter track events at the girls meet and basically took the wins. And this same, by the way, the same dude, posing, you know, as a chick, was on the state Nordic skiing team and I'm as a girl, mm-hmm. allegedly. And I'm thinking, when's this going to stop? And so what's the status of that? Is that the same athlete or is that somebody else?
Yeah, that's a different athlete. This young man has now participated in girls cross-country running and dominated the female category there. And then also, yes, as you point out, Nordic skiing. And, you know, I've spoken with a young lady who was pushed down the podium a level due to that win that he had there, due to his placement there. And then now he's also dominating in outdoor track and, won the 800 and the 1600 this past week. And so just, you know, for the folks saying, oh, don't worry about it, this isn't happening. Actually, this just one young man is displacing females in cross-country running, Nordic skiing, and outdoor track.
Yep.
There are so many females who are being affected by just this one athlete. It is mind-boggling that we are allowing this.
Well, it is mind-boggling. And it's more than defying science, it's defying reason. And I'll tell you, too, I read an article, Laurel, that really got my attention, kind of got my ire. even higher. There was a sports photographer who said that he had pictures of this athlete, and it's his job. He's a sports photographer, and he had pictures of this athlete up on his website, and he took so much heat for it that he finally took them down, hoping that would quell the debate. And of course, it didn't, because they want you to back down, but they never quit. And then at the same time, he said, and at the meet, I didn't hear anybody complaining about him running. Like, basically, no parents were calling it out while it was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are scared too because they see what happens.
Yeah.
But thankfully, more and more young women are speaking up, not just in Maine, but across the country. And I hope that continues, because that's what it's going to take. Unfortunately, as we see in states like Maine, that you have the majority party and the governor ignoring the females who are being affected, who are being discriminated against. We need the young women to speak up and say, this is not okay. We need coaches, teachers, parents. We need folks in positions of power in their lives to stand up and say, this is not okay.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to take, by the way. That grassroots is what it's going to take, no matter where you are. And let me ask you this too, Laurel, before we go. I've got another friend. She was also you were a Club for Growth Foundation fellow, I believe, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I was too. And another friend of mine was out in California. We have her on periodically just to remind the people that California actually has a lot of conservatives in it. Do you want to speak to that just for a minute and just sort of defend your state's honor, if you will? Because from the outside looking in, sure, all we see is Janet Mills, but we know there's people like you.
Oh, gosh, we have such a wonderful state. And that's really why I fight for it. You know, I'm fighting for the future of my kids. I'm a Mainer, born and bred, and my state is just absolutely beloved to me. I couldn't imagine leaving it. And so that leaves me with one choice, and that is to fight for it. We have not just some of the best scenery in the country with mountains, lakes, ocean, you name it, forests. We also have, I would say, the best people, you know, really independent-minded, strong-willed folks who want to just live their lives and be left alone. And unfortunately, that's gotten us to this place where we are because other folks thought they knew how to live our lives better for us.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, stay in the fight. We'll stay in touch. I'd love to have you back on, especially if the Supreme Court takes up your case. We definitely want to touch base on it then. But in the meantime, thank you for being a Right Side Ruffian from Maine.
You bet. Thanks so much, Phil.
All right. Take care. Great interview. Listen, that's what it takes. And as we move to the break right now, I'll just tell you, we need more of that. And what you just heard, by the way, it's so easy right now for a Republican to do what they do in the state House and Senate in Alabama. We're a red state. Can you imagine being in the position she's in right now as part of the minority party, getting censured for daring to have a First Amendment right to defend her constituents? That's where we are, folks. Gotta get in the fight. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.